We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Becca.
Hey, I'm Ryan.
Hello there, I'm Alexa.
Hi, I'm Luke.
Hey, I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Gwynnie. And here's Karen.
Hello, everyone. Last time, we talked about the Gospels.
They are the first four books of the New Testament.
They tell the story of Jesus' life here on earth.
We learned about the writers Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Today, we are going to talk about the next 14 books in the New Testament.
The first book after the Gospels is Acts.
Acts was written by the physician Luke, and it picks up where his gospel left off.
And Luke begins the book of Acts with this verse.
In my former book, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen.
After his suffering, he showed himself to these men and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive.
Acts tells the story of the early church.
What Jesus called them to do.
The miracles.
The salvations.
The gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth."
Of a Pharisee named Saul, who was persecuting Christians.
Jesus appeared to Saul, later known as Paul, while he was traveling to the city of Damascus to arrest Christians. He said to him,
"Saul, why do you persecute me?" Jesus said that he chose Paul to take his message to the Gentiles and their kings and the people of Israel.
Luke traveled with Paul on his journeys.
Paul went on to write letters to the churches that he established on his journeys and some of his friends.
There are 27 books of the New Testament.
Paul wrote 13 of them.
In the book of Romans, Paul wrote to the people of Rome,
"Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world,
but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. To the people of Corinth, Paul wrote, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
The old has gone, and the new has come."
God made him who has no sin to be sin for us,
so that in him we may become the righteousness of God.
And Paul wrote in the book of Galatians,
"Let us not become weary in doing good.
We will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Therefore, let us do good to all people,
especially to those who belong to the family of believers."
In the book of Ephesians, Paul writes about the protection that we as believers should wear. We should wear what around our waist?
The buckle of truth.
The truth.
Yeah,
and how about
the breastplate of righteousness.
And
the sword of the Spirit.
And the
helmet of salvation.
The armor of God.
Be strong.
Be strong.
In the Lord.
Paul wrote his letter to the Ephesians, the Philippians, the Colossians, and a believer named Philemon while he was in prison.
In Philippians, Paul wrote,
"I thank my God every time I remember you.
In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus."
In Colossians, Paul writes,
"And whatever you do,
whether in word or deed,
do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus,
giving thanks to God the Father through him."
Paul founded the church of Thessalonica during his second missionary journey.
After only a short time, he was forced to leave.
He continued to teach them with his letters.
"From the beginning, God chose you to be saved," Paul wrote.
"He called you that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you.
May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance."
Paul also wrote letters to his friends who were helping him spread the good news of Jesus.
To Timothy, he wrote,
"Do not neglect your gift, which is given to you when the body of elders laid their hands on you.
Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely.
Persevere in them because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers."
To Titus, Paul wrote,
"Remind people to be subject to rulers and authorities.
To be obedient.
To be ready to do good.
To slander no one. To be peaceful and considerate.
And to show true humility toward all men."
In Paul's letter from prison to Philemon, he asked him to forgive his slave who ran away and stole from him.
"My plea is that you show kindness to Onesimus, I think of him as my own son because he became a believer as a result of my ministry here in prison.
Onesimus hasn't been of much use to you in the past, but now he is very useful to both of us.
I'm sending him back to you, and with him comes my own heart.
He is no longer a slave.
He is a beloved brother, especially to me.
Why was it so important for Paul to write all of these letters, Alexa?
Because, well, first of all, he couldn't get out of prison to go see them and tell them, like, while he was there.
So he wrote from prison, that's right, and Becca.
To teach us today, kind of.
For sure, because now we have these wonderful letters that we can read and learn from, too.
Well, he wanted to let the churches know that he was still thinking about them and praying for them.
Good, because he couldn't be in all those places at once, could he? He was traveling, and sometimes he was even in prison, and he was letting them know. Yeah, Alexa.
And while he was in prison, he couldn't go, like, talk to them personally, so he had to write to them.
That's right. Becca?
To tell them more about Jesus.
He wanted to share his faith with them, didn't he? Yeah.
Also, like, it was a lasting document of what he said, because if he had just said it when he was there, maybe, like, a little while later, they would have forgotten and they could go back to
That's true. They could read it later. That's a very good point. And we have these wonderful books for us to read now, don't we?
Yeah.
And so we can turn to his letters anytime and get the encouragement and be strengthened by his faith and really understand what happened to Paul. Because here was Paul who went from a pretty terrible guy, wasn't he, into a missionary like the world has never seen before, someone who really spread the news of Jesus in such an amazing way. We have a message to tell with our ministry too, don't we?
Yeah.
And it's the same one that Paul took to the people. And we need our listeners' help, don't we?
Yeah.
Just as Paul asked believers for prayers, we would like to ask our listening family for prayer support. Alexa, will you read some words of Paul?
Sure. Dear brothers and sisters, I ask you to pray for us. Pray that first the Lord's message will spread rapidly and be honored wherever it goes, just as when it came to you. Pray, too, that we will be saved from wicked and evil people, for not everyone believes in the Lord. But the Lord is faithful. He will make you strong and guard you from the evil one. And we are confident in the Lord that you are practicing the things we commanded you, and you always will. May the Lord bring you into an even deeper understanding of the love of God and the endurance that comes from Christ.
Let's pray. Dear Father, you sent Jesus to light our world, to save us from our sin. Thank you for calling us to share your amazing message with the world. We trust you. We love you. We will obey you and honor you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We would love to hear from you.
Tell us what you learned today. Tell us how you share the good news with others.
We can all learn from each other.
Our address is Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, T-I-M-O-N-I-U-M, Maryland, 21094. Or you can call us at 1-800-527-5522.
Our email address is karen@karenandkids.com.
And remember,
God's Word was written long ago,
but the stories and letters are still teaching God's children today.
Share God's Word and read God's Word. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.